my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and welcome to this final day about the bus ministry. And I've been speaking all week about it. I'm so for it. And we have all these buses. I call them wheels of mercy. And the wheels of mercy run out of here. Oh, we're not bringing it what we used to before COVID, but we're working at it. And every week we're seeing souls saved, and every week we're seeing, you know what's happening in our church big time through soul winning is I just cannot keep up with all the visitors in the auditorium. And our adult Sunday school classes, we have 16, they're following up on them. And we're working it. Our class is growing. And you know what I'm finding out? It just takes a lot of prayer and work and visiting and following up. But we've got to get the buses going nationwide. We have to get them going and running them all over. I don't know how it is. I think of that day in the old Rockford, Illinois, when in March 14th, 1971, I began. You know, we had five good, solid churches in that city of about 135,000 people. And all five, Kishwaukee would run, we run about 10 buses. They are more. They run 10 or more. And First Baptist ran, and Windsor Baptist ran them. There's another one. Five of them, all running buses. Everywhere. You'd see them all over the city. I don't know if there's just a couple buses running now. Same way here. We used to have the Nazarenes would run buses here, the Joy buses, they call them. Nobody runs them out of that. I don't think there's another church in our area. We have 2 million people. Maybe there is. I'm not out at that time, but I don't know of any. And maybe there is. God bless them if there is. But I'm going to tell you something. We're going to have to keep the buses going. God's grace is sufficient. Here's a good song. We're going to close out today the bus ministry on the Friday broadcast.
God's grace is sufficient for me. God's grace is sufficient for me. When it seems all hope is gone, He is high upon His throne, working out the plan He started in me. Even when the way is dark and I can't see very far, He the bright and shining light will be. I will worship and proclaim and give glory to His name, for His grace is sufficient for me.
God's grace was sufficient for Elijah as he was standing there upon the mount. All the prophets of Baal, they began to scream and yell, but their God couldn't even make a sound. Well, then Elijah prayed through just to see what God would do, and the fire of the Lord did fall. It consumed the sacrifice with a single flash of light, and Jehovah God was worshipped by all.
God's grace is sufficient for me. God's grace is sufficient for me. When it seems all hope is gone, He is high upon His throne, working out the plan He started in me. Even when the way is dark and I can't see very far, He the bright and shining light will be. I will worship and proclaim and give glory to His name, for His grace is sufficient for me.
God's grace was sufficient for old Jonah, sitting in the belly of the whale. Oh, Jonah should have died, but the Lord kept him alive so that he would have a story he could tell. Well, then Jonah prayed through just to see what God would do, and the fish came a-swimming to the shore. Well, he spit old Jonah out, and when Jonah hit the ground,
he was preaching like he never had before. God's grace is sufficient for me. God's grace is sufficient for me. When it seems all hope is gone, He is high upon His throne, working out the plan He started in me. Even when the way is dark and I can't see very far, He the bright and shining light will be. I will worship and proclaim and give glory to His name, for His grace is sufficient for me.
I will worship and proclaim and give glory to his name, for his grace is sufficient for me.
His grace is sufficient. Well done, my child. And I want to talk one more time, speak to you about the bus ministry today. And I hope that we'll do something, every one of us, to reach young people with the bus.
As I go winding my way to glory land, the home of the soul, my life is filled with sorrow where I roam. Enter the gates of glory land, which now is my goal, my Lord will say, my child, you're welcome home, you're welcome home.
Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
My Lord will say,
my Lord will say, with courage bold you stood for the right,
a crown of life.
A crown of life.
Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
Well done. I now am waiting and longing for the day when I shall arise and sail away across the oceans for me. To hear my Savior say in sweet paradise, well done, my child. You now are welcome home.
You're welcome home.
Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
My Lord will say,
my Lord will say,
with courage bold you stood for the right,
a crown of life.
A crown of life.
Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
Well done.
Like Paul of old, you fought a good fight.
Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
Well done.
Mark 16:15, and he said, go. He said unto them, go. Ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's verse 15. Look at verse number 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere. God is speaking to your heart. What are you supposed to do for the buses? Would you begin? See, I can't even drive a bus. I have to get my ride myself to church. I used to drive a vehicle. Well, then give $5 a week, $10 a week. Give something and dedicate it to the bus ministry if that's where your pastor has that going. Do something for the buses. When I came in the bus ministry in 1971, and I'm looking at my stats, and if you could see my handwriting, it is so terrible from 1971. It says, okay, January, we want to average 275 to 300. We average 288. February, we want to average 310. We average 317. And this is back when I worked for my father-in-law. March, we want to average 310 a month. We average 330. Then April, 350. And we keep going. And I look at my notes and handwritten things and what I handed out, handwritten, and drew pictures, and they're terrible, terrible, terrible. But we did something. And all the buses caught hold. You know, I wrote down some names of my dear preacher friends. I'm just thinking about them right now. Bobby Robertson. You know, I preached here so many times, revival meeting. And I think of, you look at the board, 1,500, 1,600, 1,800 buses. Bobby Robertson, Lee Robertson, all over Chattanooga. He reached Brother Ricky Gravely, who's been pastoring now for over 25 years, right over the border in Georgia. He lives in Chattanooga. And I think of how Lee Robertson, buses everywhere. Jack Hiles, buses everywhere. Tom Malone, Pontiac, buses everywhere. Curtis Hudson, Atlanta, all that area, region, buses. Harold Seitler, his buses. Harold Henninger. And I think of the director of our Sunday school. And he is the head of our publications. And it's just exploded. All right. His mother went to Vacation Bible School in Canton Baptist Temple. And his mother's a little, I think, third grade girl, went to the Vacation Bible School, and the assistant pastors, or the pastor, I forget which one, went out to see the parents. And the parents were folks that would smoke and different lifestyle and all that stuff, but they started coming, and they got saved. The parents did, and the little girl got saved, and those parents became godly servants of the Lord. In fact, I never knew it until later in life. I knew them very well. I'd go back to a church we helped to start in Connecticut, and 40-some years ago, and they were members there and servants of the Lord and worked in the Christian school. Now, wait a minute. Hold it. That little girl in third grade got saved, and she became the mother in time to the man that's on my staff, and her three grandkids are in this church. I think of John Rawlings in Cincinnati and Dr. G.B. Vick, Detroit, all over Detroit, Dallas, Billington, and Akron, buses everywhere. Tom Wallace, buses everywhere. Jerry Falwell, buses everywhere. You know, when in the 70s, you could hardly get a used, I can remember because I tried to buy buses, and I had to find them everywhere. And you could not hardly get a bus from school districts. Why? Because churches were, the Nazarenes were buying them. The Assemblies of God were buying them. The Bible churches were buying them. The Baptist churches, all the Baptist churches buying the buses and running buses. And America had the bus ministry. But America doesn't do much for the bus ministry on Sunday anymore. And America's kids are gone. We need to reach them. And and I could go on and on other churches, but you know, many of these churches, I think of Lee Robertson's church, they're not even in existence. It's not his fault. He kept it going. He gave them 10,000 people when he resigned. And these churches, most of them don't even run buses, a few of them run a few. But some are, I know, I mentioned Brother Hiles, I know that church is doing so much with the buses. But it's almost all gone. We're going to have to get some people on their knees. And as those two little elderly ladies prayed for the touch of God to be on D.L. Moody's life, we need to get some senior saint women and men to begin to pray. And maybe your knees don't bend. You can't get on your knees, but you can get in prayer. And pray for, take a map of the city of your city and begin to pray for those streets and pray for those areas. That God would raise up the bus workers again to go up in the lanes and the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. And God's still saying, go. And they went. And how we need to go into all the world. Thank God for what, you know, we'll do a lot for missions because we can give and we don't have to go. But the bus is just opposite. If you give, you're going to go. You're going to go do something. Except maybe you could, maybe somehow, I don't know how you get a telephone ministry. You used to have telephone books. Maybe we can start calling people and calling some businesses. Just wanted to ask you if you'll pray for the bus ministry in our city, for the Sunday school at Faith Baptist Church, First Baptist Church, North Valley Baptist Church. Maybe that's your ministry. People say, what? Pray. And maybe you're talking to unsaved people. Maybe you'll put something in the heart of somebody to do something for the buses or come and get saved. Father, may we see the buses come back. An unusual week, but an important week. Bless our listeners in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word. Revival Time at nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.